Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 6. Hard-working farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labour. Paul was well aware of what a hard job it was to be a Christian leader. When he wrote to the Corinthians, he told them that he was, quote, pressed on every side by troubles. He knew what it was to be perplexed, hunted down, and to live in constant danger of death. He didn't want Timothy to have any illusions about the challenges that would face him, and so, having compared his ministry to that of a soldier and an athlete, he now points to the work of a hard-working farmer. All farmers are focused on bringing in a good harvest, but they only achieve it if they put in months and probably years of really hard work. This is a good reminder for all of us. There's something in all of us which would like God's work to be easy and straightforward. We would prefer everyone to be cooperative, helpful, and smiling. But if you've ever been involved in a local church, you'll know that it's not always like that. It's often difficult to find people to do all the jobs that need to be done. People are not necessarily as easy to work with as one would like. In addition, we're living with ever-increasing legal responsibilities. We need safeguarding measures in place to protect children and vulnerable adults, and clear responsibilities to account for our finances. All of these requirements are entirely appropriate and wise, but no one could deny that they're hard work. Paul's message is that we shouldn't ever be surprised that working for God is demanding. That was precisely his experience. But at the same time, we shouldn't be surprised at the incredible blessings for those who put in the hard work. Farmers are the first people to enjoy their own crop. And as Christians, we have the incredible joy of being first on the scene to enjoy the blessing of seeing people's lives changed and renewed by God. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the privilege of working for you. Help us never to be grumpy, surprised, or resentful when it's hard work doing what you have called us to do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Have a great day.